Frida, you've been doing this organizing of the YouPick Spelling Bee for a decade now. What's kept you motivated year to year over the past 10 years?
What's really brought me back every year is wanting to have this be available for students who want to learn to read and write YouPick.
Were you already fluent in YouPick literacy before beginning this contest?
No. 10 years before, I tried to learn to read and write YouPick so that I could teach myself from the grammar book. It was so very difficult. I kept getting stuck on spelling points. I could sight read the word and know what it was supposed to say, but I couldn't lock down some of the key spelling systems. I didn't stop because I was stuck on things. But anyway, I wasn't fluent in YouPick, and I thought reading and writing would help me learn more. So I studied the spelling system. I knew so much about the spelling system that when I thought I'd start this up for my children, I was confident about what I knew about spelling and that whatever I didn't know, I would learn along the way and be able to share my knowledge with anyone on board with the spelling bee.
Beginning this contest was a way to help you learn YouPick literacy and also your children as well then.
Yeah, not so much for myself, but for my kids so that I could introduce basic words and basic spelling. It did really help me learn a lot more than I knew beforehand. It was very exciting to grow in a lot of ways.
How many children do you have?
I have four. By the time of my third child, I hadn't gotten it started enough for it to be at their schools. And by the time of my last child, by the time I had it running smoothly, he was no longer eligible to be in the spelling bee.
Why was it important for you for your children to be literate in YouPick?
Because I'm not fluent. I didn't want them to be outside of the language. I wanted to give them an avenue so that they could access the language.
And Frida, where are you living and where were you raising your children?
I'm living in Anchorage now. We started off with our first and second kids in Stebbins, moved outside for a really short time and then moved back to Anchorage. And that's where we've been since they've been toddlers.
And were your children taught in school YouPick literacy?
No, that's one of the reasons I thought this would help is because YouPick language education is segregated to Title VI. It was Title VII before, I think. Now it's Title VI. And so if they offered YouPick, it would be maybe during the winter for a short time, somewhere far away from after school, somewhere away from your home, or it might be in the summertime. And those were the only places I knew that taught YouPick.
And have your children, have they become literate in YouPick?
Some of them have read through my practice materials so that I could test to see if the instructions were easy to follow. They've all volunteered in one way or another for the spelling bee. And when my third child was in eighth grade, I said, I made this thing because I want you guys to be able to say words in YouPick and know what they mean and maybe be able to spell the words. And so I sat him down and gave him his own private spelling bee. So they have experienced this spelling bee in one way or another.
Who's competing in the spelling bee this year?
In the YouPick statewide spelling bee, Wendler Middle School in Anchorage, Nunamiqua School in Nunamiqua, and Tukungangok School in Stebbins. In the Inupiaq statewide spelling bee, there will only be one school, Brevig Mission.
Is this the first time your organization has also held an Inupiaq spelling bee?
Last year, the first year that some schools completed the Muckin School Bee, by the time of the District Bee, the rest of the season was closed for COVID. There has been a spelling bee packet available the second year I started YouPick Spelling Bee because I started off with Bering Strait School District, and Bering Strait School District has YouPick in Inupiaq and St. Lawrence Island YouPick. in their school district. And to make it fair for their school district, I produced a Inupiaq, and I started working on a listing for St. Lawrence Island. And this year, we've been waiting on local permission to hold St. Lawrence Island Yupik Spelling Bee. The Inupiaq one, it gotten a lot of support from the liaison for activities in that area. And there were some listed for practices this year. It's been very hard for everybody to hold practices. So Brevik Mission managed to go through the mock school and district bee. So now we're going to finish the cycle with the statewide spelling bee for them. And recently I watched the district bee in Bering Strait School District, the Yupik and the Inupiaq district spelling bees. And it was really, really incredible to see it actually happening. This is a spelling bee that uses scores instead of elimination. Spellers are given a point for correct spelling, and we continue until we see a clear first, second, and third. And a lot of times we'll have to do a tiebreaker after a while. The way it works is there might be medium hard word for that level, and the word will travel, and it might go to the end of the line, and the first person who started off with that word will be the last person to get the word. And then I might ease up the difficulty, and the word will travel, and the word will stop at the most proficient speller. This is the reason that it's done this way, because a proficient speller can spell almost any word. They can spell the easy words where you want the ones who have weren't as proficient to be able to get the easier words. So when the word travels to a proficient speller, the degree stops to a less difficult word, and that travels to the person who's next able to spell it. And then it eases up again, maybe after three or four words, and continues to ease up until we have good score for first, second, and third. I don't know if I'm telling the secrets to my spelling bee system, but if you're a speller, you shouldn't worry. It might be very, very difficult, but a word will find you that you might be able to spell.
Which grade levels are participating in the spelling bee?
For third through eighth grade students.
And why that age group?
Third through eighth, the spelling bee practices are designed for spellers to be able to gain the beginning of third grade literacy. And for the upper grades, it's like a catch-up. Maybe I've never been exposed to even a word, ever pronounced one of the words. So we're going to start off and compress all the learning to a third grade level. And above third grade, all the other grades will maybe do a catch up or so it's for that grade group, because it's the practices are compressed to learn as much as you can for a third grade level of reading.
The Yupik and Inupiaq Spelling Bee is occurring this Saturday, April 17th, in Anchorage at the Arctic Rec Center. Is it occurring all in person? Are the students all gathering together, flying down, or is it occurring virtually?
It's occurring in person, but the event is closed to the public. It will be live streamed on Facebook through the Yupik Spelling Bee for Beginners Facebook page. And I think also to the event, it's listed in Facebook events, and it will be accessible through that event also.
Frida, anything else you'd like to share?
Usually the minimum number of spellers or minimum number of schools that I that I try to target for are two schools, or maybe five spellers between a couple schools. And this year, the Inupiaq number of spellers and number of schools is below the minimum that I target for. And I discussed it with one of the activity directors, and we both felt that even though I hadn't reached my minimum number of schools or spellers, that because of COVID and the hurdles that they presented, that we should still go forward as a celebration of our languages.
How many students are you expecting to compete in the Yupik Spelling Bee, and how many in the Inupiaq Spelling Bee?
I have three expected, but one of the three is sort of in limbo. We're not. And for Yupik, we have eight spellers from three schools coming together.
You said that you usually have a target. What's your ideal target for competition?
My minimum numbers are two schools, six spellers, and I'm one less in UBAP, perhaps, and I'm okay with UBIC. What I've noticed is that if you have a very low number of spellers, there's not as much challenge or time, the opportunity to learn more, because they are allowed to write down their spelling on paper, and they're advised to track the spelling of the word and try to figure out what's wrong with the spelling, what the errors might be from previous spellers, and try and arrive at the correct spelling through the cycle of the word in misspellings.
Are any of the students who are participating in this year's spelling bee, have they participated in prior year spelling bees?
I haven't looked at the names. I'm not familiar with the ones who were at the District B from Bering Strait School District. When we have the spelling bee, we address the spellers in their Yupik or their Inupiaq name. So I didn't really look at who's who on the listing.
Well, Frida, thank you so much for talking with me, and best of luck in organizing the spelling bee this weekend.
Thank you. And we're really excited, really, really excited, because it was so very difficult getting it together right before most places were closed for gatherings, hotel, conference rooms. Many of the places I would ordinarily check, for example, the Alaska Native Medical Center has a room for gathering, but they're closed, and a lot of places are closed. Middle school, grade school, they're closed for any type of gathering. A lot of places were closed, and it was very difficult to find a place to hold the spelling bee. But I think it was a good thing to do anyway, because wherever I go around Anchorage, I see activity. I see little children being walked into their figure skating class or a dance troupe practicing in their studio, and I see things happening, and I didn't feel it would be good for our children to be held back when everywhere else things are opening up. In the middle of the year, when I saw ballerinas practicing in their studio, and I heard stomping of theatrical workouts from a studio, and I saw different types of meeting COVID guidelines gatherings, I thought it if we miss out on an opportunity, it's an opportunity we didn't take advantage of. Toward the end of the year, I tried to figure out how to make sense of this. I told the coaches that one of the quotes I go by is that, but you miss a point if you don't take the shot. Wayne Gretzky said that if you don't take the shot, that's 100% a shot you miss. I thought we should take a shot because if we don't, we miss this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Frida. Take care and all the best on the Spelling Bee this weekend.